money is worth more than the ksuba, so she has the right to take this. But rotze, if she wants to, if the ksuba is worth more, she has the right to say, like nothing doing. She has the right to say, rotze no telus ksuba so. She has the opinion saying, I don't want this present, I'd rather keep my ksuba. If the ksuba is worth more than 200, she would rather take a ksuba. Same thing now with shchid mera, a person is about to die, shomer that says, tenu mosayim zuz leploini bal chayvi karoloi. I want you to give $200 to this person that's a bal chayv, that I owe him money, he's my bachav, I owe him money. I want you to give it to him. So what's the locha? Noitlon, he takes it as a present. For noitl es chayvai. And later he has a right again to collect his chayv. So what the Shchimra meant to say was, I want to give him a present. He was nice to me, so I want to give him back now a present. Besides the money I owe him. But what's going to be b'chayvai? Let's say the Shchimra says, no, I'm giving you this $200 now for your chayv. So then, then now, but if the Shchimra said clearly, this is the money for your chayvai, then noitl b'chayv, he takes it for his chayv, he doesn't get a double, like a present, this is the money for the chayv. So Mari asked the question, mishum di oma karoloi, noitl b'noisli as chayvai, what's going on here? What did Shchimra said? He said to this person that he owes money to, here, take this money that's fitting for you. So who told you fitting means that I want to give you this for present, and another 200 to get for your chayiv, for Dilma maybe here, karoloi b'chayiv akomar. Maybe here what the Shchimra meant to say was, listen, I owe this money. Here, take this money, what's fitting for you, b'chayivai. Like here, Lakura, how do we know to say the Shchimra meant to give him a double portion, had to give him a present, and then they'll collect the chayiv. Maybe the Shchimra only meant to say, karolo, take it according to what I owe you. Rav Nachman Omali Huna. So Nachman said that Rav Huna told me, you should know, Homani, who did this price go like? Rabbi Akiva. And Echnami, this price only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Dayak Lishna Yisera. Rabbi Akiva is Medayak from every extra word. If there's an extra word there in the condition, we learn out something from the extra words. The Lishna Yisera. The Tanan, we learn it like this. If somebody sells something, and he says, V'loya Sabor, V'loya Sados. I'm selling you my house, my field here, but I'm not selling you the bore, I'm not selling you the ditch in my house of water. Vloya sadus also. Halacha is, afo pi shekosa by umka varumno, even though you wrote clearly the depth and the height of the house, it's still not included in the sale. The sarach likalai derach divra b'kiva. And lemaisa, you are not selling the bore, it still remains by you, but you have to buy yourself a pass to get there. Because the house you sold, so wherever the bore of water is, you have to buy yourself the right to walk there. V'chom and the chom say no, ain't it sarach likalai derech. You don't have to buy the road. You don't have to buy the road. Since they hold you sell something buying ra, and therefore you leave over for yourself much more. So since you're leaving over for yourself the right to use this ditch of water, you also mean to leave over for yourself already the path, the road to get there. All right, turn over. So on this the Gemara says though, Umoyde Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva agrees, Pazman Shom Aloy, Chutz Me'eloy, when a person sells his house, he asks, he goes to take out his time and speaks out, that I'm selling you my house, but excluding the bor and the dus. Because really, even if he wouldn't have said it, it's not included. If somebody says, I'm selling you my house means the building itself. That does not include the well outside. You don't have to speak it out. Automatically, it's not included. But let's say the person takes out time, words, and speaks it out clearly. He says, you know, I'm selling you my house, excluding, but I'm not selling you the bor and the dus. So you wrote extra words here. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva agrees that Shaina Tzarek Likach Lederech, that you do not have to buy the path to get to the bor. That since you spoke out extra words here, these extra words meant to tell us that what you mean is you want to have the right to use the path to get to the bor also. So what do you see? Alma, kivun de loy tzarach. Since when the person sold his house, he did not have to speak out and say excluding the bor. Anyway, it would be excluded. Ukomar, and he did speak this out and say excluding the bor. Let's fool you, no sakasi. What he meant to do is add in something more. That not only am I leaving over for myself the right to use the bowl, but I'm also leaving over myself the right to walk there. Therefore, here Rabbi Akiva agrees, you have a right to walk through there. So Kitzas Tan is right over here also. And since he spoke out extra words and says, Kiroloi, like what do you have to speak out Kiroloi? We just should have said, Tanu Masayim Zuzla Ploini Bal Chayvi. That's all the Shkumar should have said. Since he said the extra words, Kiroloi, the extra words here means, I want to give him a present. It's fitting for him. Since he was nice to me when I was alive, therefore I want to give him like a present now. Therefore we say the 200 is a present, excluding the choyah that he owes him. He goes, Hachinami, Kibun Letzarek, he doesn't have to say the words Karola, Koma, let's fool you milsikosi, it's come to say more. Tana Rabban, word like this.
That's Shiv Meira. Again, it's Shiv Meira. First one's about to die. Shama that he says, Mona Yeshli Yetzipleini, he should know somebody owes me money. He says it in front of Adim. Shchimra himself says that somebody owes him money. So Adim Koistvin, the Adim that hears this from the Shchimra, they have a right to write it down. They have a right to write it down for Zichron Dvorim Balma. Just remember what the Shchimra said. Even though the Adim themselves do not really know that this person, this loiver, really owes him the money. So even though they do not know the truth, still they have a right to write it down just for Zichron Dvorim B'Yamut. Remember, so like that the Yorshim should know to try and ask this person back for the money. So most of the Fikach, therefore, since the Adim write it down even though they do not know themselves, Kishu Goiva, later on when the Yorshim want to go to collect the money from this Loiva, Sarach Lovi Raya, he asked to have another type of Araya. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, this shtar that he has that the Adim wrote down is not enough. Because the Lohru, the Adim could write it down even though they're not Makkah, they did not know the truth. It's only for Zichr and Devorim, just remember that the Shchimra said this. Therefore, when the Yorshim later come to collect the money, they have to have another proof. However, the Chachamim Aymer Nechom say, Ein Koisvin, no, the Adim do not have a right to write down what they hear from the Shchimra. Eliim came Makirin. Only unless they really know it's true, like they also recognize this loiva that really the Shchimra lent him money, then they write down the shtar. Lefikach, therefore, since that's the halacha, kishugoyva, later when the Yorshim go to collect the money, and Sarach Lavi Raya, they do not have to bring another proof, because this shtar was only written if the Adim really knew the truth, so it's called a good shtar. Sattamachloikas in Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. On this, Amr of Nachman, when Nachman said that Amli Huna, that Huna told me, Tana, learn like this, learn a little bit the opposite way. That Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Ein Koisvin. Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Ein Koisvin. No, the Yadim cannot write down what they hear from the Shchimra. Only if they're Makir, they know clearly that's the truth. But if they do not know it's the truth, they cannot write it down. And rather be goes for Chachamim Aymer, Chachamim, the one that says, Koisvin, yes, you have a right to write it down. Even though they're not Makir, still it could be written down. What's the purpose of writing it down? So later on, the Yorshim just to have like a zichron, a remembrance of what happened, of what their father said. So later they'll have to look into and try and find the shtar, try and find the raya. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf Rabbi Meir, either Quintus Girsa, that Rabbi Meir says, ain't Koisvin, really, V'yaf Rabbi Meir, le'omar elu mishum bezden toyin. Like really, Rabbi Meir would agree to Chachamim that the Edim should be able to write it down. Just they're afraid. The reason why we do not let the Edim write it down because Bezdin may make a mistake. Like another Bezdin, when the Yorshim come out with this shtar, the Bezdin will think that the Edim that signed on it knew what they were talking about. They really knew that there was halvor and this person owes them money. But since we're afraid Bezdin may make a mistake, therefore the Lachar may hold that right now we do not let the Edim write it down unless they really know the truth. And this the Gemara says, Amar Avdimi Ben Adoi, Hilkosa, what's the halacha? Ein choshen lebezdin toyin. No, we're not afraid. We're not afraid the Bezdin will make such a mistake. And therefore the halacha is that the Edim have a right to write it down. Even though they're not Makkah, they do not know the truth, still they could write it down just for remembrance. But later on the Yorshim, they remember the father said this, so they'll go to investigate to make sure whether it's true or not. But I quote upon them, we're not afraid of the Bezdin Toyin, therefore we let the Edim write it down, even though they're not Makir the Leva. So Gemara asks, O Maishna Midirova, If so, like, why is it, what's the difference between this, between our case here and Rova's case? The Yomar Rova, that Rova says, Aloha is, Ein Choltin, Elim Kemakirin, if Yevom wants Am Chalitza, and they come to Bezdin, so even though there are three people at Bezdin, they did not make Chalitza, unless they know clearly that this man is the Yevom, and this lady is the Yevom. If they do not know clearly, Bezdin does not make a Chalitza. The same thing, Vema Mananim, Elim Kemakirin, did not make a Maisimian, unless they know clearly this is the wife, this is the young, the Ketana, and this is the husband. So, since Bezdin does not do it, unless they know clearly who the people are, the figure, therefore, Kaisrin get Chalitza, forget the Mion, Viathofi Shein Makirin. Let's say there are Edom there that see the way Bezdin made a Maisa Chalitza, or they see the way Bezdin made a Maisa Mion, so the law is the Edom have a right to write up a shtar, even though they do not know clearly that this person is the Yavam and she's the Yavama. But they have a right to be Samech on Bezdin, that since Bezdin only does it, if they really know, if they do not know, they would not do it. So therefore, Edom have a right to write it up. Why? Now, what's the locha? How come Bezdin cannot make a chalitza min asafik, even though they're not sure who they are? Let them still make a chalitza, and we'll find out later. Bishom the chush and the Bezdin toyin, because we're afraid of a Bezdin that they may make a mistake. So you see, we do not let a Bezdin do something min asafik, because maybe the next Bezdin will think for sure the first Bezdin did it right. So you see, we are chush and the Bezdin toyin. So how can by Edom will not chush it? So it was like this. I'll tell you, Lloyd, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Bezdin, Bosa Bezdin, or Lloydaika. That a Bezdin, if they hear that the first thing was done in Bezdin, the second Bezdin will not check it out. They'll think for sure the first Bezdin did it, because they knew what they were doing. So Maisa Chalitza or Maisa Min is done in Bezdin, for sure, the second Bezdin would make a mistake. Because they'll feel the first Bezdin would only do it if they know clearly that this is a Yavam or Yavama. So therefore, since they won't be Medayik, we do not let the first Bezdin do it unless they know for sure. Mashenke in Bezdin, Boser Edim Daika. Here, like when a Shchimura says something, and if we'd let the Edim write it down, we're not afraid that maybe Bezdin would make a mistake to think that for sure it's true. Because the Bezdin is Medayik after Edim. Even though it's Edim that wrote it down, so what? It's possible that the Edom wrote it down to remember what the Shchimura said, even though they did not know for sure that this person really lent the money, that he's really the loiva. Therefore, there's no stira. Therefore, here we hold that you do not write down we do not let the Edom write down the shtar because we're afraid of a Bezdin. Forget, here we do let the Edom write it down because we're not afraid of a Bezdin toyin. By Shenkein, by Chalitza, and by Mion, there will be Yishal of a second Bezdin, thinking about a first Bezdin, there they'd make a mistake, they would never think that the first Bezdin would do it, unless they know for sure, so they would be Semech on the first Bezdin, therefore there the Alocher is, the first Bezdin cannot make the Chalitza, unless they know for sure, that this is really the Yavam and the Yavama. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Kufla mit Chesom Abay is the bottom Mishnah. It says, Ha'av toilish u'maychul l'chol misha yirza. A father could be toilish, mean pull off and give it to eat whoever he wants to. Shashbam says, it's talking about al ha'kaisim l'chosov l'bnoi l'yacha moise koi. In the case where a father already wrote off that this property, this field, should go to his son after he dies. Which means to say the son owns the goof of the karka right now, just the right to use it, the payris the father still has. Therefore, when the tef is tolish, whatever he pulls off from the field, the father could do whatever he wants with it. So that's the Mishnah, ha'av tolish, the father could pull off the payris, or ma'ichel l'chol mishiyirtza, he can give a tea to whoever he wants to. Ma'ashenkin or ma'asheniach, or what's left over, or ma'asheniach tolish, hareyu shal yorshim. Answer like this. Omar Sheniach Tolish means, let's say when the father dies and it's off the property, so also when the father dies, now it comes out that the goof of the field the son owns. But he only owns the goof of the karka. Mashenkin, things that were pulled off the karka already, like he have fruits that are lying on the floor, it does not belong to this one son. So those fruits have a regular din Yerusha to go to anybody. That's the end. That's the Pshan Mishnah.
that a kid, even though the father gave away the goof for the karka to his son, he only gave him the goof for the karka. But anything that's pulled off the karka already tolush, that belongs to the father. Therefore, when the father dies, what's left over on the field, pulled off already, goes to all the Yorshim, not to this one son that just gets the karka itself. Elimor says, tolush in, mashma, only because it's pulled off already. But mechubalai, mashma, but still attached, then it belongs to the Mekabel Matana. In the case you gave it away, anything that would be attached to the ground would go to the son. Like here, when the father dies, and this field is full of, let's say, oranges, mashma, then they would all go to the son. The more is that true,